Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Real Talks with Missy B London. I am your host, Missy B London. How are you? How is everything? How is your day going today? Where can you find me? You can find me on social media platforms, Real Talks with Missy B London on Instagram and Twitter, and Talks with Missy B London on Facebook. Let's get into the nitty gritty, and hopefully I can tell the story good, but a little bit of background stuff first. As you saw the title, story time, dentist, or dentist story time, or whatever I will title this episode after I finish recording it, because let's just see how it goes. But yes, story time, lovely, lovely dentist. I'm being sarcastic saying that because I don't like going to a dentist, even though I've been going regular recently. But let me give you a little bit of a backstory first about my dentist history. So, back in the days when I was a teenager, a silly teenager that didn't know any better, that by eating sweets and those lollipops that were nice and they turned into chewing gum, I ate those late night before I slept many times. And then of course I got holes in my teeth. I had to go to the dentist. I had to get many fillings. And the saga continues up until now. I mean, like a couple of years ago I had to get a root canal done and some crowns done and many fillings again. There was a phase in my life, which was like a couple of years ago again, where I put off seeing a dentist for a couple of years because that just shows my fear of actually going to a dentist. I will say a couple of years, I keep on saying a couple of years because that's my reference here, because I swear down, a couple of years ago my anxiety for the dentist was worse then than how it is now. I mean, literally my stomach would be turning in circles, I'd be going to the toilet regular, the anxiety of it. Even now I don't like going to the dentist, but I've just got to push through, bear with it and get things done. Like I say, I've been going dentist regular because I've been having issues with my teeth. And no, it is not painful, but it seems to be my body wants to react or play with me now that it seems to be, what is that word? Yeah, tartar buildup. Like, what is going on? Tartar buildup. It's like plaque, but it's tartar buildup, and it's only on one side of my tooth. Put it this way, September, October, I went dentist for a checkup. Yes, within that time, actually I think it was October, I went dentist for a checkup, you know, yada yada yada, what's going on, let's check your teeth, yada yada yada, your teeth are fine, maybe a little bit of tartar build up and all that things. But yeah, and then after that checkup, it was like, yeah, like I'm thinking it was October, because I did go back there last week, because I noticed the tartar buildup was building up again so quickly, and it's like, what is going on? Tartar buildup. My mouth wants to secrete tartar to make it build up on my teeth and one side only. Not all of my teeth, but on one side only. And it's like, what is going on? I mean, I should be thankful that I've not got any pain in my teeth, but this tartar buildup. And then he made me understand why am I getting this tartar buildup. And because I've had so much work done in my mouth, there was a time that I used to chew and eat things on my, I'm figuring out my left and right now, you know, left and right, on my left hand side, I just like chew and eat things more, but I've had like teeth extractions, fillings and all that stuff, and I think I had work done on it this year or last year, whatever reason, I started to eat food on my other side of my mouth, which is my right hand side, and because I've been eating food on my right hand side more, and not on my left hand side, I don't know, the chemical reaction, the teeth is thinking, where's the food, let's break it down, let's give you some acids, let's give you some tartar build up because you're not chewing food on that side. And it's only because when I went back there recently, he told me that's the reason why I'm not chewing food on both sides. But the funny thing about my dentist again, the only good thing about my dentist, shall I say, was that she was a black lady with dreadlocks, and I got used to seeing her. Yeah, every time when I stepped in that room, yeah, I'm quiet like what, I'm nervous like what. But she knew me, she reassured me, and after I got whatever done to my mouth by her, I'm all good, I'm all jolly jolly, I'm all good, jolly jolly, happy happy and all that thing. Because with me, if I'm nervous, I'm either quiet or I'm snappy and I'm horrible. When I'm quiet, it's a good thing because I'm quiet, literally. So I'm always quiet before I get work done on my teeth, or even just to look at my teeth. I don't like it. And I hate that suction, blowy blowy, cold, water, squirty, whatever that thing is called. I hate that. I used to hate it more back in the days. I don't know why nowadays I don't really feel it too much. Guess my teeth are not all that sensitive like how they used to be. But back in the days when that thing touched your teeth and your teeth is cold, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about the injections I had to go through to make your gums numb back in the days. Oh yeah, when I say back in the days, I mean like last year when I had like fillings done last year or the year before. I don't even properly documentate what I get done now. I've kind of lost count, so to say. But those injections, oh my gosh, the numbness and the funniness after you had your work done and your mouth is still numb after, and your tongue is numb, and then when you can't talk and all that thing as well, it's like, oh, lardy, lardy, lardy. But yes, my black dentist, she left. So when I had to get my checkup last month, it was a new person. She didn't give no warning. She didn't say goodbye or anything like that. She just left. I thought we had a little... But yeah, she just left. So I had the new dentist, yeah? Stepped into the room to get my teeth checked and all that thing. Little man, foreign man. I don't know where he's from. I've literally forgotten his name because I don't listen good sometimes. Because you can tell me a lot of things, but my brain ain't there for real. Because my brain is just overthinking whatever it is, what I need to get done. Is there any problems in my teeth? What's going on? I don't want no injections. I hate that air suction thing. That's my brain is just really really thinking about stuff. And it's like, yeah, when I see this man, he talks a lot. The dentist is a man, yeah. My new dentist is a man. He talks a lot, and it's like, oh my god, give me strength. And what I hate, what dentists do while your mouth is open and they got that suction air blowy thing. I need to know what this thing is called. That suction air blowy thing. And then he's telling me something in one ear, and then she with a suction, the hygienist, whatever you call that person that's got that the suction thing, she's there doing a suction thing in my other, well, you can hear it in the other ear. He's telling me stuff. It's going over my head, yeah, because I can't even hear you properly, let alone understand what you're trying to tell me. Yeah, he speaks English, but the fact is you got that thing making noise around and he's trying to tell you stuff, tips and all that thing. You might just tell me these things, yeah, when you finish doing the works on my mouth, or when you finish checking my mouth, shall I say, because the way how he's doing... But all I can say, he just talks a lot. Or maybe it's just me thinking he talks a lot, but he talks a lot. And yes, when I went dentist last week, because I was saying about the tartar buildup started again, so I had to go back there again and he cleaned my mouth again. And you know what? The only good thing about getting benefits is that I don't have to pay for dental, I don't have to pay for optical services, I don't got to pay for prescriptions. Because the way I've been going dentist like recently, but luckily it's not major works, but if you are not getting benefits, you got to pay like 18 whatever pounds, plus if you get work, extra work done on your mouth as well and all that stuff. But yeah, let's get into the nitty gritty now. Literally, I'm laughing, yeah, but it's not a laughing matter. Oh yeah, yeah, like I said, when I went to the dentist last week, yeah, on the chair, my mouth is open. I should have realized that because this man has not got a face mask on his face, number one, danger, danger, danger. My mouth is open, I'm laid on the bed. It sounds so bad saying I'm laid on the bed. I'm laid on the chair, my mouth is open. He's telling me stuff, and then I realize, I can feel he's spitting. I can feel his spit is going into my mouth. Like when you're talking, you know, when people talk and a little bit of saliva and all that thing goes into my mouth, and it's like, and then I had to kind of like say, where's your face mask? But I didn't say it like that politely. I said it another way, but I said, you know, to him, where's your face mask? Because when you're talking, your mouth is above me, but to the side, but above me, so anything that comes out your mouth is dropping in my mouth because my mouth is open. Because he's looking in my mouth at the same time while he's talking to me and all that. It was disgusting. Oh Lord, I don't know how I got through that, yeah, but I had to tell this man, yeah, put your face mask on, because like I said, he talks too much. Oh my gosh. But yeah, anyway, I shouldn't laugh, because if I woke up the following day sick, I would have blamed this man, yeah, laddie. But luckily he wasn't sick, I'm guessing, but it's still a bit. But yeah, like I said, he talked too much. He didn't have the face mask on his face, so all whatever's coming out his mouth was like, it wasn't a lot, but I can still, you know, like I said, when people are close to you, sometimes you can feel the little droplets of stuff that comes out their mouth. Oh my god, just thinking about it now makes it feel a bit bleh, bleh, bleh. But when I noticed, yeah, I made sure to tell him, like, where's your face mask for real, because Lordy, I don't believe how he can forget to put his face mask on. I get how you gotta tell me stuff, yeah, but while my mouth is open and you're talking to me near my open mouth, think about it for real. But yeah, like I said, he removed the tartar from that side, and I gotta keep an eye on my teeth again and hoped and pray that I don't get no more tartar build up between now and December. We're in November now, between now and December, because the way how that build up just came up within a month of me seeing him previously in October, and I had to go see him again like last week, lardy. And I am trying to eat both on both sides again, but it's a bit odd because, you know, I've got a tooth extraction here, fillings on the top there. The side that I like to chew on more, I think, has less fillings. Well, you know what, it's just I don't know, it's just normal for me right now. But now it's like I'm now it's like adjusting to eating on both sides again. But all I can say, I don't want to see this man between now and next year, but I'm guessing my tartar build up might happen again, which I don't want to happen again. But I'll keep an eye on things. I got my battery operated toothbrush, but I've been advised to get a you know, the electrical one, the one that you put on charge. I don't get these things. All I know, these things are expensive. Literally. I should be buying, right, getting some kind of Black Friday sale. But have I got the money, though? No, I haven't. But yeah, he's saying that I should get one of these ones that charges on electric and all these things. But right now, I've got my battery operated one. But that means I need to replace the battery kind of regular, so to say, so to make sure that it's working good when I use it in my mouth, so to say. But yeah, my tip from this episode is, when you go to a dentist, make sure he's got his face mask on when he's talking to you, when you lie down on the chair and all that stuff, because you don't want to get his saliva or her saliva when you're talking, and when he's talking and your mouth is open. Literally, that is all I can say. That is my tip for the day. That is my random dentist story time, even though it wasn't really too funny. But the fact that I still don't like going dentist, but I just about do it for the fact that, number one, I don't got to pay for it, thank goodness for that. Number two, I've learnt my lesson from not going dentist for a long time, and then next thing you know, my tooth broke. And then that pushed me to go dentist. But then if I went dentist like regular, they would have noticed things quicker, and I wouldn't have to have done to my mouth what I had done to my mouth, because I would have been more regular, that they can spot certain things going on. But because I'm being scared, because I'm being anxious and all that stuff, I let things kind of like I avoided things. But like I said, this year I've been good, literally. I think because I've learnt my lesson now because, like, I've learned from my mistakes by not going dentist regular and all that stuff, and because I'm scared of losing my teeth. Because I'm scared of I shouldn't even laugh, but I'm scared of losing my teeth literally now. So I've got to make sure, do what I got to do, so I've got my teeth for many, many years to come. Because I don't really want to wear dentures. Yeah, I don't really want to wear dentures yet. I still want my teeth, so that means I don't eat crunchy foods. I'm scared of eating nuts, lardy. Because you know what, my tooth cracked it when I was chewing gum, but it was a thing that the filling was in the middle of my tooth, and because you know when the fillings are a couple of years old, or they're old and all that thing, wear and tear, so next thing you know, chew, the tooth cracked and it's like, lad, is it for real? Really, what's going on here, lad? That's why I don't even like chewing gum much like how I used to, because it seems to me my teeth are so messed up, lardy lardy. But like I said, I've still got teeth in my mouth, yeah, so thank goodness for that, lardy. But like I said, I hope not to see my dentist until next year. The only reason why I have to see my dentist is if the build-up, the tartar build-up comes back again, or if I feel pain in my teeth, and you know what, touch woods, my teeth have been okay with pain. I don't been getting no pain, it's just a tartar build-up. But yeah, that is my random dentist story. Do you like going to the dentist? Do you? Let me know. Do you mind that suction blowy thing going in your mouth? Doesn't it make a lot of noise sometimes, innit? I don't like it, for real. But it's useful, because I think that's what... You know, because your mouth just builds... It just secretes saliva very quickly. So I'm guessing that suction blowy thing, it sucks up your saliva. Saliva, spit, saliva, and all these other stuff, innit? But yeah. Let me know if you like to go dentist. Let me know if you don't like to go dentist. Let me know why you don't like to go dentist. Let me know why you like to go dentist. Are you a professional teeth person that you just love your teeth, that you just do anything for your teeth? I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. I think I'm gonna end things here before I can. But you know, I'm laughing at myself here, because I don't know how I went from one thing to the next, and what am I trying to say right now? I ain't got a clue. But yeah, what am I thinking? Yes, where can you find me? Let's continue the conversation about dentists. Lovely, lovely dentist. Or oral hygienist. I don't know. I'm just... In the UK, we call them dentists, yeah? Literally, we just call them dentists. But yeah, where can you find me? You can find me on social media platforms, Real Talks with Missy B London on Instagram and Twitter, and Talks with Missy B London on Facebook. I'm laughing because you must be thinking, what is this girl on? But you know what? I did it. I did my story time, even though it wasn't too funny, but I did it. And yes, I will put this out eventually. I'm laughing like this, yeah. But yes, I will put this out eventually. And I'm going to end it here. Be good. Look after yourself. And make sure you come back soon. I am doing one episode per day in November. I'm still going strong. We're getting to the end of November. I literally can't believe it. We're getting closer and closer to December. And closer and closer to Christmas. And closer and closer to the new year. Like, literally... I'm going to wake up tomorrow and we're in 2020, literally. Ay, ay, ay. You know what? Thank you for listening anyway. And I hope you come back the following day to hear another episode from myself, Missy B. London. Yes, goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.